We are standing
as one.
And we are one. I welcome you all to this wonderful place, to this wonderful place in time and space, where you are in your living room or in your car or wherever you're listening from. We are the Center for Spiritual Living, based in Midtown, but scattered all over the world. So we're a wonderful community that has begun to take wings and spread in many ways. We are indeed grateful that you're here. I am here to remind you that such is the nature of life, that all it asks and all it wants is the opportunity to appear. Listen to that again. Such is the nature of the universe. Such is the nature of life. All it asks and all it wants is the opportunity to appear. You are that opportunity. And so it is. Know this with me. There's one power, there's one light, there's one love, and it is permeating all things. It is in all things. It is as all things. It shows up as you and me and light and life and joy and mosquitoes and cosmic consciousness events and everything in between. This oneness shows up as us. It comes forward through us. And today, during this time together, it's whispering to each of us from within as we respond to those things going on around us. Knowing that that's so, I look forward to an exciting time together. I let this be the truth for me, and so it is. So welcome. We're glad you're here. We are a community that celebrates all people, all kinds of ways, whoever you are, whatever your individual expression of life happens to be. Whatever you've understood yourself to be ethnically or spiritually or sexually or in any other kinds of categories that we put ourselves, you're welcome and you're celebrated. You're not, you know, we really celebrate each individual person because individuality is the highest pinnacle of oneness. It is the highest expression of the oneness that is spirit, because one is all there is and you're it. Knowing that, I can celebrate this. I know that this is a kind of philosophical place to be, but I want you to start thinking that way if you aren't already. Who you are matters. It matters. The world would not be the same without you. What you are and what you bring, if it's as simple as a couch potato, which I like to be, or a dynamic go-getter doing things, it's absolutely important and necessary to life, showing up and being what it is. So I'm glad you're with us. I'm grateful you're here. And if you will, enjoy, participate at whatever level feels good inside of you. So a further explanation or clarification of who we are shows up in our Declaration of Principles. And we're going to do those. Or I'm going to read them, and you may read them where you are. And along with me, either out loud or otherwise, these are a few of the basic ideas that we teach and that we live by in this community. It goes like this. I believe in one God, one absolute power, and first cause to all things. I believe that this power is perfect love, and it creates out of a desire to express love. I believe all thought is creative, and how I choose to think creates my personal experience. I believe in the unity of all life and the immortality of the individual soul forever unfolding. I believe in the eternal goodness, the eternal loving kindness, and the eternal givingness of God to all. And so it is. So we have a little different order of things today. Enjoy it as we hear another piece of music.
Through the unrelenting sorrow, I can feel you in my heart.
conversation. Be brave, have faith, you said. And don't lose your courage, hang on to your heart. And together we can weather any madness. And together through the heavy skies, through the darkness, through the storm, we'll find the passage. Together we will
wonder, what mask are you wearing today? Is it this one? Or maybe this one? Or maybe this one? Or maybe this one? You know, we all wear masks all the time. I don't know why these have to be such a problem. We wear them constantly, wherever we go, and anytime we're out and about in the world. As soon as we get up in the morning, so often we get up, we put on our mask to face the world. If you're feeling grumpy and sad, we often put on a mask to cover that up, and we're bright and cheery. And yet underneath, we're not feeling very bright and cheery. We're feeling anything but. So it's an interesting question to think about. I have a wonderful card, and I tried to find it, but it's in a box somewhere, that a friend of mine gave me many, many years ago. And it shows two guys standing up with masks, and then you flip it open, and they've taken off the masks, only to find more masks underneath. And so often that is the case. Now, what in the world does this have to do with Just Like Me and cosmic connections? And what I'm wanting to do is start you thinking about where you start in your recognition and understanding of your cosmic connections. Are your cosmic connect, because your cosmic connections start right where you are. It's not a connection from out there to within. It's a connection from in here to out there, and it's already there. It's not something you can create or make happen or bring forward. It's already happening. It's already there. Some of us wear a mask of busyness. We are so busy. Oh my God, we're so busy. We're so important because we're so busy. And some of us wear a mask of doing absolutely little or appearing to, and yet whatever you're doing, as I said in the opening treatment or in the opening welcome, whoever we are, whatever we are, and however we are living, we are necessary to what's going on. We are necessary to the expression of God as the universe in the universe. So why does it matter whether I'm wearing a mask or not? In some ways it doesn't, and in some ways it does, because what matters most in how you're wearing your mask and what you're wearing is whether you know that you're wearing a mask. What matters is how well you understand yourself and your own process, your own feelings, your own thoughts, your own attitudes and ideas, so that you are clear in the mask you're putting on and why and what it looks like. There are situations where you may not choose to be authentic, and there are other times and places where authenticity is a choice and a high, high value. But either way, the cosmic connection, the connection to all things, the connection that other people respond to, is the one that's most true and real for you. Not the one you wish for, not the one you'd like to have, not the one you even show the world. I had a therapy friend years ago who talked about, so which person are you today? The one you show the one that's the one you're showing the world, or the one that's the truth? The one you would do if you were standing before Congress speaking, or the one that you are in reality in the real life? And so many of us play back and forth between those. And again, that's all just fine. What isn't fine is if we forget and we lose track of the real mask, the real truth. It's not a mask. That's a real self within us. And that's a lifelong process, to know that self, to know that you, to know that perfection that you are, to know that beauty that you are, that goodness that you are, that love that you are. To recognize that that love is so valuable and so important. And then that cosmic connection is then to recognize and realize that that self, that you, is not a separate thing from anything around you. It's not separate from other people. It's not separate from the planet. Every time you take a breath, you're connected with the planet. You're connected with the earth. Every time you think a thought, you're connected with spirit and light and life, and it's moving in you and as you and through you. Your consciousness, your thought field or atmosphere is 100% connected with the universal thought atmosphere. The consciousness. You really get that when you travel. When you go into another culture where you realize that there are whole levels of communication and understanding between people that are all about the culture and the place they live, and that is brand new to you and that you're not hooked into. And it takes a while. It takes a while sometimes to slow down to get to the normal speed of that culture and that ease. I spent some time this week with friends who are originally from Philadelphia, and they were teasing me, I won't say making fun, but teasing me about the speed with which I talk, which in my opinion is very fast, but in their opinion is very slow. And they keep wanting to push me along and get my sentences out faster so they can respond. All right, all good. But see, in all of that, we discover that we are one and connected with it, whether we're aware or not. So I don't know about you, but I want to be aware because I want to know what I'm connecting. Because that one self within you is broadcasting out in that connection. Excuse me. And in broadcasting out, it reflects the truth of who we are, who we know ourselves or believe ourselves to be. You ever wonder? Well, we'll get to that in a minute. Let's keep going with this other idea. And that is that connection is really possible through the connection that is spirit. We live in this spiritual universe. We live in a world that is cosmic in it, everything that happens. There is nothing separate anywhere in it. You know, every little change and shift that happens anywhere on the planet and in the universe can be reflected and experienced in each of us in some way or other. So that unity, that oneness. And so spending some time with our connection with spirit consciously can be really valuable to us. You know, we know it's going on all the time, even if we aren't thinking about it. It's kind of like your heart. Your heart's always beating, even if you're not thinking about it. You're breathing air. You're processing the food you ate for breakfast. You're processing all these things totally without awareness. Well, the same thing is true. But you know how much nicer it is when you're conscious of it, when you can pay attention, because then you can have some choices about what shows up. So every morning I start with meditation. I start with spiritual mind treatment. I have a number of people I'm praying for. Spiritual mind treatment is another kind of prayer. And I do that in the morning. I start my day that way. Because if I start my day with that awakening and anticipating and accepting the conscious contact that I have as spirit with spirit, it shifts and shapes my day. And the face I wear out into the world then is very different than the one that I wear if I don't do that. Because then sometimes it's that face of fear, that face of anger, that face of separateness, where instead of seeing other people as a reflection of me and as a further expression of God as human being, I see them as something else. I see them as enemy. I see them as danger. I see them as something to be changed, or in my case, something to fix. You know, they all need fixing. Well, no, we don't. We just need loving more than anything else. So that connection with spirit is central and core to what we're about and what we're doing and how we approach life in this teaching and in this community. And that leads us to the other step in this. Pardon me. I have a frog in my throat somehow. Isn't that an interesting phrase? I don't have a clue where it came from. Anyway, see, when we see another person, we get this sense sometimes that they're our best friend. They're somebody we feel connected to and want to get to know, because somehow they seem to reflect us, especially the part the parts of being back in this cold weather is a surprise to my body. Oh. For those who don't know, I've been down south in the warmth for the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks, complaining about the heat. Now I'm freezing and my body's catching up. So it's that whole business then of seeing someone else. They remind us of the parts of us we like, and they're our best friend. And then there are those people we bump into or see from a distance that just make us mad as soon as they start talking or as soon as we see them. as if somehow they've done something to us. And most often what they're doing is reflecting back to us those parts that we just as soon shut down and not experience. Because see, the cosmic connection works on a law of reflection. All those experiences out there, all of those people we come in contact with, whom we come in contact, are people who reflect back to us something about who we are, rather than reflecting back to us something about what we should do or shouldn't do or any of that. They reflect back to us opportunities to love and reflections of who we are. The fanciful version of this is a spiritual concept that I'll share with you. It says the relationships between individuals and the universal mind is one of reflection. What we imagine for ourselves, it images for us. It being the universe, it being spirit, it being life. And while that is wonderful sometimes, sometimes it's not so wonderful when that thing or person being reflected back showing to something we don't like. So the job then for us becomes in honoring, respecting that cosmic connection that we all have and wanting to develop it, is rather than looking at the reflection and trying to change it like the other person, we look at ourselves and say, what is that saying about me? What can I learn? How do I need to grow? How can I grow? Because as we shift those parts of us and we make peace with those parts of us that perhaps we don't like from our past or from other experiences, then we find that the reflections look different. We see that same person, and instead of thinking, oh my God, we think, wow, look at that. Interesting guy, interesting girl, interesting man, woman, whatever. It gives us the opportunity then to connect, and we don't get triggered in the same way because we have healed whatever that is in us, and we don't need to fix it. It's the old thing about, you know, if I want to lose weight, buying a concave mirror does not help. It may make me look thinner, but it does not get rid of the weight, even though it may feel really good to see yourself that way. I once stayed in a hotel in San Francisco, and the big mirror on the door was just a little concave. And man, I looked so good in that mirror before I went out every night. I wanted to just stand there and look in the mirror the whole time and carry that image in my head and had a great time anyway. But the truth is I hadn't lost anything. And I wasn't nearly as tall and slim as I looked. See, we don't get anywhere trying to fix the mirror. What we do is get somewhere by fixing ourselves, by looking within and saying, what a gift. What a gift to live in a universe that will show me what's going on in me that could be healed or could be better or could be more joyful or more free. It's not about making us wrong or bad. It's about giving us the opportunity to love more freely and more greatly and more easily. You never know how and when that universal connection is going to show up. I had a real simple thing this morning. I was all prepared. I did my meditations. I did my talk preparation. And then I fell into the Amazon vortex. Anybody ever fall into the Amazon vortex? I had one thing I was kind of thinking about looking at, so I popped it up on my cell phone and looked at Amazon, and there it was. And then and then I followed that and followed that, and I was kind of wandering down this path of mindless, you know, whatever. I call it the shopping vortex. And then I got startled with a little bird that landed on the windowsill. The window was closed and there was just a tiny little lip, and he didn't have enough to hold on to. And he's flapping his wings and slamming it against the window, made the most awful racket. I thought, oh my God, I'm being attacked by something, but it woke me out of my trance. And I had to laugh because then it flew away and it was fine. It wasn't hurt. universe said, do you really want to go to sleep now or do you want to be awake? And I was like, okay, I'm awake. I got it. Thank you. Because we're cosmically connected. These kinds of things can happen, and they do happen to us all the time. We just aren't always paying attention. Because that cosmic support, that cosmic connectedness is always there and always with us. The question is, do we participate in it? You know, every connection you have, it's your connection with yourself, your conscious connection with spirit, your connection with your neighbors, your connection with the people you meet, your connections with your family, all of those connections are cosmic in nature, and they're possible because of that oneness, because we live in this universal soup of spiritual living, spiritual life, spirituality that allows us then to connect. Because if it weren't there, we couldn't. There would be no way to connect. We would be totally separate individuals, and then we would be alone, and that would not be, I don't think it'd be much fun, but it would also be a really unpleasant kind of way to be and live. I want to share one more idea here with you. Come on. You saw this one. See, what we are outwardly and what we become depend upon what we are thinking. For this is the way we use the creative power. See, if you're spending your thoughts and your time about how separate you are, how lonely you are, how left behind you are, how poor you are, how struggling you are, how much under attack you are, then that will have to show back up outwardly. But if we spend our time thinking and cultivating this awareness that we're always connected, we're as close as a Zoom call away from anybody on the planet, just about, but certainly anyone we know and love, wherever we are geographically, we're as close as a kind word that shows up in all kinds of ways. When radio first showed up, Yogananda's teacher in India said that this is the means through which spirit is now making itself physically known as a way for human beings to connect across time. How much truer that is today with the internet and with the things. And we are just beginning to crack the ideas and the possibilities for what this will do and what this can do for us as us. So it's such a rich and wonderful opportunity and possibility. So I want to invite you. The reason we didn't do a meditation or a treatment and some readings and things at the beginning today is because I wanted to do the talk first. And then I wanted you to have this experience together where we decide consciously that we're going to connect with ourselves, with other people, and with the universe. And you know, that doesn't take a lot of work. It doesn't take a long time. It doesn't mean you have to go off to an ashram somewhere or to a retreat and sit and stare at a rock, which I do love to do, by the way, but which isn't the only way to do this. Because the more powerful way to connect is simply to decide. You have the power of thought. And when you think a thought, that's a thought that God is thinking, spirit is thinking, life is thinking, and agreeing with you and saying yes. So it's that simple. It may get crowded in and out by other thoughts, but it's still that simple. So I want to invite you, if you will, to join me in a little process here. And we'll do this together, and then we will follow that with a spiritual mind treatment. So hang on while I get the screen open and share. So take a few moments and gently and quietly go within. By that, I simply mean turn your attention away from me, from the screen in front of you, from whatever's going on around you. Take a few moments to get quiet. Take a good deep breath in and breath out. Another deep breath in and breath out. And then allow yourself just to pay attention to your breathing. Pay attention to breath and light and life as you. Notice how your breath feels coming in and going out. Notice what works to bring you greater calm. If chatty ideas run through your mind, which they will, just let them go. Don't get all excited about it. Just turn your attention back to your breath. Let that be the place where you return to yourself. Breath is in almost every language is another word for spirit. And as you breathe in, you feel the air going down into your lungs and surrounding your heart. Awakening. A truth. Give yourself a chance to really feel your connection with yourself. Become fully aware if there's any place within you that is uncomfortable, tense. And breathe. Imagine breathing right into those places and allowing your breath to take away the tension or the pain or the discomfort. And now notice all of the other parts of you that are not in pain, that are not tense, that are at peace. Your heart that's just ticking along perfectly, taking care of your body. Circulating the love, the blood, all of the things that circulate through you. Notice how your body knows how to hold itself without you thinking about it. In relaxation. And notice that mind, that beautiful mind. The thoughts, the loves, the desires, the gratitudes. All of that that is so rich and makes life so wonderful. And as you notice it and celebrate it, you are in the flow of spiritual connection, mental connection, emotional connection. Think of yourself at your various ages. That amazing, bubbly child you were born in as. That body that didn't quite know what to do in this plane of existence yet. Find yourself loving and appreciating it. Moving on up through childhood and seeing yourself taking those steps and finding those joys. The fascination you had with nature as a child. The fascination you had with just the simple things of life. Moving on up into adolescence and the first sparks of love and awareness that there was more than just your family around you and others that you suddenly were very much in love with and interested in. and think about them, be grateful for them. Be grateful for yourself for waking up on into your adulthood and all the phases that that has brought to wherever you are today. And think of your connections with all the people you love, your family, others that bring such goodness, such love. And it may be one of those that you want more of a sense of compassionate connection. But allow yourself to think of those that are troubling for you to feel connection with. The folks on the opposite side of the aisle, perhaps, or someone else in your life, in a family or in a relationship that is troublesome. And if you choose, on the screen, there's a mantra that I will speak. And I invite you to speak along with me as you bring into your awareness the fact that those that offer you challenge and trouble are there and are very much a part of the one universal oneness, the universal love that we all share. And so I recognize, just like me, you are seeking some happiness in your life. Just like me, you are trying to avoid suffering in your life. Just like me, you have known sadness. Just like me, you want to be loved. Just like me, you were once an innocent child. Just like me, you are a spirit on a journey. And whatever versions of that stick with you, simply use it as a mantra anytime you're into this sense of other, sense of separateness, sense of no longer a part of life, whether it's you or someone else. So the connection that's happening when we connect with ourselves, with spirit, or with another person, it's all the same connection. It's the movement of the divine within us, around us, and between us. So when you create a connection with another, it creates a connection with spirit, and allows for a deeper connection for ourselves. Connecting to spirit also allows for more connection with ourselves, which creates an even more genuine connection with others. The three are intertwined. So on a good breath, be sure you're bringing yourself consciously back to the space around you and the room that you're seeing. And in that space of mental awareness, know this with me. There is only one power, and that power is love. That power is light. That power is spirit. And it moves in me. It shows up as me. And it works through me. And today I choose to use that energy, that power of who I am, to create a world that is a greater expression of love, of goodness, of power, of collaboration, of compassion, of kindness. And I do that by raising my own opportunities and expressions of love, collaboration, kindness, compassion. And as I look around me and see others in my world, I choose to look beyond appearances to the truth behind the masks and see the divine beings that are there. In my world that is going through the shock of otherness seeming to show up everywhere, of separateness, of us and them, right and wrong, good and bad. In that world, I choose to see the oneness that is the truth behind it. I choose to look behind the masks of anything wearing a mask, the masks of government, the masks of religions, the masks that would separate us and appear to make it appear that we're different in substantial ways. Instead, I look to the ways in which our differences are a celebration of our connection. I look to celebrate our differences in a way that allows for a greater awareness of oneness within me. I don't need to be like everyone else. I choose to be my own unique expression of spirit, and I celebrate everyone else who's doing the same, whether I agree with them on everything or not. And in that truth, and in that celebration, and in that reality, I stand in such gratitude. Gratitude that I live in a universe that works this way. That I am now waking up even more deeply to that the idea and the fact that it does work this way. It is coordinated, it is collaborated, it is put together in a way that allows for greater and greater expression of life for each of us. And is not designed to diminish anyone. I'm grateful for the love that I feel within my own heart for myself, for my family, for my friends, for all others, for those who teach me by showing me things I don't like. Gratitude that this collaborative, cooperating universe is the only one there is, no matter what it appears sometimes. And deep gratitude and appreciation to myself for showing up and having the courage to see things this way. So in this gratitude, and I can release this treatment now, knowing this work for today is complete. I let it be, and so it is. Nice deep breath, settle into the moment. So, you live in a universe that's just like you. So do I, so it is. Thank you. Let's take a moment now and hear a little more about what's happening in our community. And I'm Cynthia McCarthy. is going to share with you a little. She's a member of our board and the Reverend Cynthia McCarthy is someone who speaks on the third Sundays, so you know her well. And she is going to come and share with you now. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob, so much. That was just an amazing talk, and I really appreciate that. And we all thank you for that this morning. Yes, we do all wear a lot of masks. I wear a lot of masks, so I'm going to put on my board member mask right now and talk to you just briefly about prosperity and giving and get through our announcements for what's going on around our center. Question for you. Have you ever heard this quote? I bet you have. It says, if you have food in your fridge or clothes on your back, a roof over your head, and a place to sleep, you are richer than 75% of the world. And then it goes on, if you have money in your bank, some money in your wallet, and some spare change, you are among 8% of the world's wealthy. You've probably seen or heard that before. And I would add, if you have the luxury of getting sucked into the Amazon vortex, which I am so guilty of, I'm right there with you, Bob. Yeah, we're pretty wealthy, right? Well, it's all about fact-checking these days with the internet. And so I spent some time online this morning researching these statistics to see if they were actually true. And it turns out that it is true. And a lot of world economists weighed in, and that is the truth. So I think for most of us here in this world, I would say even all of us, we're pretty darn wealthy and rich. And so really thinking about that can give us such a shift in our perspective and our consciousness, and a shift to feelings of abundance and prosperity. And not only that, but of course, compassion and love for our fellow humans who are just like me and just like you, right? And this also causes a shift toward gratitude for, of course, all that we have. Now, we are an abundant, prosperous Center for Spiritual Living, and we are so grateful for all the ways that you continue to support our center. There are many ways that you can give to us financially, and I'll put that in the chat. And so you can go to our website, you can do that via Realm, which you can set up an automatic giving. You can do the PayPal link is still there. You can still mail a check-in if you'd like. However you support us, whether it is with your time, your talent, your money donation, or any of the above, please join me in reading our affirmation of prosperity. All right, say it loud and proud. I live in a universe of abundance. As I freely and joyfully give, I join in the divine flow. And all that I share with life returns to me multiplied abundantly. And so it is. All right, let's get to our announcements here. So our theme this month, it's a new month. Fall is here, cosmic connections. And next week, Reverend Dr. Bob will talk about inextricably connected. Stay after today, after we stop the Facebook Live and we stop the recording, we open it up and we have a little virtual coffee and conversation, and we chat a bit, and we honor the people who have birthdays in October. So stick around for that. During the week, if you're needing some extra spiritual support, please join us online. It's the same Zoom link that you did for Sunday service today, and the same password. And on Tuesdays at noon, Reverend Dr. Bob leads a spiritual empowerment session. It's just a little small group check-in, and he does an amazing affirmative prayer, and you walk away feeling like $1 million. So do check that out when you get a chance during the week on Tuesdays. We have our Sunday morning discussion groups, which is before service at 10 a.m. Again, same Zoom link. So pop on and try that. And what that is it's reading the Science of Mind textbook readings. And that's on our website if you need to check to see where the readings are. We have spiritual practitioners at the center who are just the healing arm of our organization, and they are here to serve you. A lot of them, they put their information usually in the chat. And we also have a prayer request, which is online at our website, that you can click on if you want to just submit your prayer request. Then it is prayed for by the practitioners. So that is another way to enjoy that service. Follow us on Facebook, CSL Midtown. Lots of information going on there during the week and inspiration. You can also sign up on our website for our newsletter, which we have weekly. That's going to tell you, you know, what our talk topics are and what's coming up. Let's see. I think that's everything. Blessings, everyone. Back to you, Dr. Bob.
All right. So thank you, Cynthia. I like when you wear that hat along with all the others that I know we all wear, hat or mask, whichever. I guess the only thing left to do now is to close. And that is, we do that with our closing affirmation. And you'll find it on the screen. It goes like this. I leave this place now knowing something better than I knew before. I go forth into the world with a heart full of love and a mind full of good sense. I have to sit with that one a second. A mind full of good sense. Yes. I look at the world in a greater way, knowing that I have within me everything I need. to create the life I desire. I give thanks for this understanding, and I'm grateful for the spirit of life that lives through me. And so it is. Thank you all for being here.